Hello and welcome to this podcast, which will reflect on four reflections on a spiritual checkup for your soul. The Lord searches every heart and understands every motive. The psalmist prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That is from Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. If you're wise, you'll visit your doctor and get regular physical checkups. You'll also go to God for regular spiritual checkups. In what areas? 1. Your salvation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Was there ever a time in your life when you repented of your sin and placed your trust in Jesus to save you? Have you surrendered to Him and made Him Lord of your life? And point 2, your devotional life. I love your law, it is my meditation all the day. And that's from Psalm 119, verse 97. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Do you read and meditate on God's word each day? Are your personal devotions consistent and meaningful? Do you try to apply the principles of Scripture to each circumstance you're in? Point 3, your humility. God says, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. Are you quick to recognize and agree with God when you have sinned? Are you quick to admit to others when you are wrong? Can you rejoice at others' successes, even when yours goes unannounced or unnoticed? And do you esteem others as better than yourself? Do you live with a sense of dependence upon God? Beautiful words, challenging words, but you and I both know that unless we surrender our hearts to the cosmic Christ, we just go through life as a lost soul, or, as one of our community said recently, like knitting fog. If there are issues in your life that causes you great disquiet, I would recommend that you name them because they're yours, that you bless them, and now release them to God. Stand back and show gratitude and mindfulness to God, thanking God each day for relieving you of this burden and allowing you experience interior joy. Thank you for listening to the first part of Spiritual Checkup. God bless you, and the peace of God be in your heart.